Well, Anne, I understand we have a family safety fair coming up. Tell us what we can expect from that event.
Well, our local community wellness committee and the Chillicothe Friendship Lodge number 89 are teaming up to offer a family safety fair on Saturday, October 4th at the Grand River YMCA. The event is going to be held from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and everyone is welcome to attend. It's a family-friendly event. Our fair is going to feature some interactive booths and displays about various safety topics like road safety, electric shock, farm safety, firearm safety, and more. We're also going to have a prescription drug take back with our C2000 team as part of the fair. Anyone who has outdated prescriptions or some they don't take anymore really should dispose of those prescriptions properly, and these types of events allow people to do that. A lot of times people will flush their medicines in their toilet and then it winds up in the water supply, which isn't good for anyone. So this program hopes to encourage people to dispose of them the right way. Also, it keeps prescription drugs out of the hands of small children who get poisoned, or even older children who might be tempted to abuse the drug and perhaps harm themselves in that way. So it's a really good event. Also, something for the public to know is that if someone is homebound, the police department will come and get those same types of medicines and dispose of them for you. The other very important part of our fair is a MoChip child identification program that's made possible by the Missouri Masons and brought to our community by our local Masonic Lodge. What this is a child identification program. From children 0 to 21 can get dental impressions, DNA, fingerprints, a picture, height and weight, and it's all put on a mini CD that the parent can take with them. And the CD is compatible with the Amber Alert system. None of the child's information is saved in a database where it can be misused by someone, but these CDs can be updated over the years, and our people who have participated in this program when it's been in Chillicothe before are encouraged to bring your old CD back if you have it, and you can get updated information on your child. But in this day and age, you know, it just never hurts to have one more way of protecting your child, and this is all brought to us free by the Missouri Masons. Something parents can do ahead of time if they're interested in coming and getting their child ID'd is fill out some information collection forms and permission slips online. And they can find those at www.mochip.org. We encourage all local residents, and not just small kids, to get their children ID'd. In fact, they say that the prime age of kids winding up missing is age 11 to 21. So older children can really benefit from this, or parents of older children too, in keeping their kids safe. And again, everything is free at our event. So we'd like to encourage our families to mark their calendar and come join us on Saturday, October 4th, for a fun family event.
Anne, great information. I'm so happy to hear you're doing that MoChip program. It makes all the difference. I know working, I'm not in law enforcement, but in the media, that information can help us as well. So just vital information. Do people need to pre-register for this event, Anne, or can they just show up that day?
No, they can just show up that day, and it's not limited to our county. You know, no information like that will be taken from people that I'm aware of. That anyone is welcome to come and have this service provided.